This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I think we all want to experience peace. We don't want to be in conflict. It's not nice to be at odds with your neighbour who might have loud parties at night, but what do? Most of us are busy, whether you're at school, retired, working, or something in between. There's always something to do. Something needs to be fixed or someone needs to be taken care of. And sometimes that's a good thing because it keeps us going. But there does come a point in time and we just want to rest. But there's something deeper than this. I believe what we're really seeking is to experience peace, and yet peace is not something we can easily get a grab on. It's not tangible. How do you find peace when you can't turn off your mind and you can't fall asleep, or worse than that, you wake up in the middle of the night and your mind kicks into high gear? But I want to say today, for the Christian, peace is different. It's often thought of as the absence of something, you know, the absence of conflict or persecution. But peace for us means that we're in the right relationship with God and with one another. How do we experience peace when our children or grandchildren or our siblings are not handling life well? And you might be ending up with the blame. That can be very difficult. A student I heard of once called Heather put it in these words: to be in a real-life relationship with God is a staggering and beautiful daily reality. It is what I call a cosmic companionship, and I wouldn't trade the world for it. I am deeply known and loved in a way that I can only hope to adequately communicate. And so, in a very eloquent way, Heather was talking about her own Christian faith. A guy called Steve Sawyer, he was a hemophiliac. He looked for stability when he found out, to his disbelief, that he'd received HIV from a bad blood transfusion. Now, he was in great despair at this. He blamed God, and then Steve reached out to God. And in the last few years of his life, Steve travelled to a number of college campuses in the US in great pain, just to tell the fellow students how they could know God and experience the peace that he had. God, through Jesus, had said, "My peace is the legacy I leave to you. I don't give gifts like those of the world. Do not let your heart be troubled or fearful." They're the words of Jesus in John 14, verse 27. So like Steve, others have learned that no matter what happens in life, it's not the end of the world, really, because this world is not the end. And when life is rosy, as we say, people don't feel like they need God, but that often changes when things get messy. So I'm saying today that life can be a battle, our peace of mind can be greatly shaken, and all those moments when the heat is on, we often reach out to God. Now that's good, that's okay, because God is the constant. He is there, and God wants to be involved in our lives. He says, "Even I am the Lord, and there is no Saviour besides me. Turn to me and be saved, for I am God, and there is no other." So with God involved in our lives, we can rest easy. We get to know God. We can listen to what he says in the Bible. And it's God who brings about that peace of mind in our lives, because we can know him. And we can see life from his vantage point, aware of the faithfulness of God and the ability to take care of us. So no matter what your future holds, you can place your hope in God as your constant. And he's waiting to prove himself if you will turn to him and seek him. So I think that we have no idea really what the future holds. If it brings hard times, God can be there for us. If it brings easy times, well, that's good. But we still need God to fill that inner void we have and to give our lives meaning. When all is said and done, what matters most? What really matters, I think, is that we are not separated from God. Do you know God? Well, God certainly knows you. Have you let God in? So through knowing God, he produces in us a changing perspective. He gives us hope. Being in a relationship with God, we can have a peace of mind in the midst of all circumstances. Heavenly Father, we do know that it's possible to have peace, a peace that is eternal, a peace that doesn't disappear, simply as we trust in you. Jesus, give us faith and give us that peace today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.